It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, substitute moderator Lori Fisher is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kira Pace and former music critic Joshua Cosman. And now, here's your host, Lori Fisher.
Oh, there I am. Thanks again, Joanne. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. And as Joanne said, I am hosting today. Lori Fisher is who I am. And Dana is on a vacation. And I think he took the phones with him. So although we are an audience participation program, you won't be able to call in today. It'll be an unusual program. We do have a brand new email. It's different. It's similar to the one we usually have, but it's different and it's for today only. So take this one down if you plan to ask a question or answer. It's mindsovermatter, one word, at kalw.org. So mindsovermatter, I don't have to spell it out, at kalw.org. You can use telepathy, but I'm pretty sure telepathy won't work as well as emailing us. So if you have some questions, email them in and I'll be able to see them during show. And if you have some answers as we get to the questions, that will be absolutely wonderful. We still want to have lots of participation and not just have the three of us talking all the time. That would be great. Let's see, we'll stumble our way through, and our subjects, as usual, are pretty much anything: the news or history, movies, TV, archaeology, ancient Sumerian, popular music is on the docket today. Sports could even sneak on there when Dana's away. Josh, Kara and I get a little more latitude, and we don't get a raised eyebrow or the stink eye from Dana. So if that interests you, please participate in that way. We are a podcast, as you know, and Joanne puts the podcast up almost immediately after the show. And the easiest place to find it is on KALW, but it appears all the other places where people get podcasts. So reminder again, the email is mindsovermatter@kalw.org. And let's see if that works. It'll be an experiment today. I hope it goes well. Welcome to Josh. Welcome to Kira. And we'll start with a round of introductions, and then we'll have a round of questions, and we'll see how it goes. The first is, Kira Pace reminds you that it is a good time to clean out your gutters.
Yes, I had no intro as of like 4 minutes before this program started. So I asked the husband if he had any ideas, and he's like, tell people to clean their gutters.
Will you be cleaning my gutters? I think I could use that. I have a feeling.
I will not be. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say. Joshua Cosman was looking forward to his nomination as Secretary of Grousing About the Opera, but apparently that's not actually a cabinet level post. Not yet. It depends on how much you donate, I suppose.
It should be.
Exactly. An action item for the Democratic Party. And Lori Fisher's lifetime of disappointment continues this year with his once again not being selected or even honorably mentioned as the sexiest man alive. There's always next year.
Well, I hope so.
We consider you one of the sexiest men alive. You have a face and a body for radio, as they say.
Yes, I do. Thank you for that compliment. Be sure to nominate me next year in a write-in and a ballot. I think it's ageist. If you're over a certain age, I think you don't make the list, but we'll see. You never know. Anyway, so we'll start with a round of questions with Kara Pace.
All right, and I will remind people, as Lori just did, that there's that new email for just today for you to write in with any answers to my list question. And what a list.
Say the email address one more time, just in case.
It's mindsovermatter, one word, at kalw.org.
And it doesn't have the traditional trailing number one, so, you know,
it
I can
not.
See,
and
I
it is not my, a Gmail.
That's right.
And it is not a numeral one. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Just go with the name of the show at kalw.org. So, we're looking for our first one. But go ahead, Kara.
All right. So, I have got a list for you of Citizens Kane. And these are movies that are considered the Citizen Kane of something or another. And these are, as defined by critics, most of them professional. Not all, but most. So I will give you a year and what they are the Citizen Kane of, and you tell me the title of the movie.
And this is definitive, right? They are the Citizen Kane of whatever genre this is. Is that it?
No, okay. Absolutely not. That was just some critic called them that. But it'll become, most of these are pretty clear, I'd say. So get ready to write, because there are a lot of them. Number one, 1964, the Citizen Kane of jukebox musicals. Number two is 1994, the Citizen Kane of composer biopics. Mm. Number three is 1987, the Citizen Kane of arm wrestling movies. Number four is 1968, the Citizen Kane of zombie films. Number five is 1991, the Citizen Kane of historical conspiracy thrillers. Number six is 1975, the Citizen Kane of kung fu pimping movies.
Of course.
Yeah. Wide genre, I'm sure. Number seven, 2003, the Citizen Kane of bad movies.
Wow.
Number eight is 1998, the Citizen Kane of fake music biopics. Number nine is 2006, the Citizen Kane of cinematic graphic novels. Number 10 is 1973, the Citizen Kane of horror movies. Number 11 is 1991, the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies.
You used it.
I have, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't think it would be there because that's such an obscure movie.
I love this movie and I own it on Laserdisc. That's how much I feel that this movie is worth
again.
Being part of my collection.
Tell you
Number 12 is 2000, the Citizen Kane of cheerleader movies. Mm-hmm. And finally, number 13, 1946, the Citizen Kane of noir. So I'll just read these really quickly again. 1964, jukebox musicals. 1994, composer biopics. 1987, arm wrestling movies. 1968, zombie films. 1991, historical conspiracy thrillers. 1975, kung fu pimping movies. 2003, bad movies. 1998, fake music biopics. Number nine is 2006, cinematic graphic novels. 10 is 1973, horror movies. 11 is 1991, alcoholic clown movies. Number 12 is 2000, cheerleader movies. The last one is 1946, noir. If any ones we don't get, I have little clues for all of them, but let's see how you do. I will give you, let's start with three each.
All right. Well, I don't know any of them for sure. So I'm guessing, I think, more than Josh. So
well, I'm guessing on all but that one. Let's start with that one because I rudely interrupted, because as soon as you said the question, I thought, is she going to do the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies? And nobody knows that movie. It's Shakes the Clown. It's Bobcat Goldthwait's insane movie about, well, Shakes the Clown, and somebody called it the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies.
That was Betsy Sherman of the Boston Globe called it the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown.
God love her. That's one for the.
It's a great line.
Right. It's got Robin Williams in it as a mime.
Uncredited cameo.
No, he's credited as Marty Fromage.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's a pseudonymous, and it's got
Florence Henderson is magnificent in it.
Right?
Yes.
You two might know a little bit too much about
Shakespeare. I literally saw this one time when it first came out, and I'm just going to boast. I feel a sense of responsibility. I went to a press screening with a buddy of mine, and we sat behind my colleague Mick LaSalle, and it's not a very good movie in any way, but it hit our funny bone, and we cracked up from the first. We were laughing through the whole thing. And every critic in the country savaged it, except for Mick LaSalle, who was sitting in front of us as we were laughing our fool heads off. And I still like to feel that we helped give it that push in the San Francisco Chronicle.
I disagree. I don't think it's a terrible movie. I actually think it's like, especially for a little independent film, it's fairly well made, and it's certainly entertaining. It's got a defined beginning, middle, and end. You know, it's got a good plot structure. There's character development, and then it's so stupid, it's funny.
We were howling with laughter at the sight of a dog eating a pizza, so that tells you where we were.
I believe we've now become a podcast focused on
Chase. I was going to say,
I'm going to guess the 1968 zombie Citizen Kane, is it Night of the Living Dead?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Her best horrormovies.com, right. Night of the Living Dead.
Josh, what else you got?
Well, I have to assume that the... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No. The composer biopic is 94?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's later than Amadeus, isn't it? Is it Amadeus?
No, it's by like a decade later.
Yeah, almost, I'm bad almost with years. A decade. All right. Well, then let me go. I'm not going to guess that one. The fake music biopic, I thought it was going to be Dewey Cox, but at 98, it's got to be, oh no, that's the wrong year too for Spinal Tap, isn't it? It's too late for Spinal Tap. All right, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Yeah, Dewey Cox, I agree with you.
Yeah,
Dewey Cox is probably the greatest music.
Absolutely.
Not even fake music. It's just the best music biopic out there, and it just happens to be fake. But
is it a fake of an individual or a group? Give us a...
It's a fake mostly of an individual, but there are other individuals who are also... It's almost a Romana Clay.
Oh.
How about the 1991 historical conspiracy? Is that JFK?
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's
her good. Film School Rejects, 1991's Citizen Kane of Historical Conspiracy Thrillers is indeed JFK.
Is the fake music biopic then Almost Famous?
Ooh. Oh, that's good. That's a good guess. Good. No, it's not.
Okay.
That is good. The other one I'm on the edge of, Josh.
Oh, I know. The Citizen Kane of bad movies has to be The Room.
Yes, and that one is much like Shakes the Clown, legitimately a Citizen Kane of, because it has the actor is also the writer, director, and
well said.
Producer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, good. Yes. Yeah,
auteur.
and for those who are not in the know, the title location is actually here in San Francisco. So, yeah.
So, Josh, are you the 2006 cinematic graphic novel?
Is there
one called Dark City? Is that what it is?
Sin City. There's one called Sin City, which I've never seen.
Yeah, that's an excellent guess. It is not correct. Okay. But I think it's actually the same. I think it's the same. Writer.
Is it with live? Is Paul Newman and Tom Hanks in it? Is it that one? No,
I think so.
There was something they did. Okay. So.
Wait, Paul. Wait, I'm sorry. Paul Newman and Tom. Oh, are you thinking of Road to Perdition? Is that
no? But our email is working. Robert Weiner called in with, is the graphic novel movie Ghost World?
Oh, it should be. That's such an excellent movie.
I love that movie.
It is not. So it's 2006, which I believe is a little late for Ghost World.
Thanks, Robert. Okay. Yeah. Our email's working here. Let's go over what's out there, and then we'll move on. What do you got?
So the ones that are left are 1964 jukebox musicals, 1994 composer biopics, 1987 arm wrestling movies, 1975 kung fu pimping movies, 1998 fake music biopics, 2006 cinematic graphic novels, 1973 horror movies, 2000 cheerleader movies, and 1946 noir. And if we get to the halfway point and we still don't have answers, I have little clues for all of them.
Somebody emailed, Donald Day emailed in with Litzomania for the composer biopic.
Was there a biopic made about that?
Rocky Dog? Yeah, but it's earlier. It's the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. Ken Russell.
Okay. It is not that. I had no idea that there was a movie about that.
And Danny, Sandra from Albany, he says the 1964 Citizen Kane of Jukebox Musicals, he's going with Hard Day's Night.
For Andrew Saris of the Village Voice. Danny and Sandra are correct.
Oh, excellent. Good answer.
Good question. And
the Albanians know their jukebox musicals.
Okay.
As in Danny and Sandra from Albany.
All right.
Oh, Albany.
The Albanians.
The Albanians. Good.
Okay. Go ahead, Josh. Up to you.
So, all right. Well, I mean, I'm sorry to top load the show with long list questions, but that's how we roll. We don't get enough poetry around here, so it's time for poetry questions.
All right.
I'm going to give you the first line of a well-known poem, and I want you to give me both the title and the poet. Whew. So these are all English language poems, not going to do anything in translation, and these are all poems with titles, so, you know, not that are worth remembering. So no Shakespeare sonnets where you have to come up with the number, and no Emily Dickinson where the title is just a line. So poems with titles. So here we go.
All right.
First line. April is the cruelest month. That's a number one. Number two, not like the brazen giant of Greek fame. Number three, the sea is calm tonight. Number four, once upon a midnight dreary. Number five, you do not do. Number six, my long two-pointed ladders sticking through a tree. Number seven, much have I traveled in the realms of gold. Number eight, you may write me down in history. And finally, number nine, had we but world enough and time. So, recap. These are the first lines of famous English language poems. I want you to give me the title and the poet for each of them. April is the cruelest month. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame. The sea is calm tonight. Once upon a midnight dreary. You do not do, you do not do. My long two-pointed ladders sticking through a tree. Much have I traveled in the realms of gold. You may write me down in history. And had we but world enough and time. So take a couple of
these. Sure. What do you got?
I have one. I have Once Upon a Midnight Dreary. That's The Raven, Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. Well done.
I should have more. I wish Sue was here, my wife. Oh, and somebody wrote in about the bell. We do not have a bell tonight. I did not have the bell. I'm going to search for one in a second, see if I can get one, so we'll have a little ding here. April is the cruelest month. I think that's T.S. Eliot's Wasteland.
That is correct.
Okay. And then I think my long two-pointed ladder, is that Birches by Robert Frost?
It is Robert Frost. It is not Birches.
Not Birches. Okay.
Is it Fences or whatever?
It's not Fences. Okay. What's he been doing on that ladder?
He's after apple picking.
That is correct. After apple picking by Robert Frost.
All right.
All right. Any others?
I should know more. I know.
They ring bells, don't they?
They ring good bells. They really do.
Yeah. So chosen for that.
All right.
The sea's calm tonight is ringing a bell, but I don't think it's Coleridge. So I don't know.
It's not Coleridge, yeah. But you're in the right general time frame and the right country.
All right. You want to read the ones that are starting?
All right. One more time. So famous first lines of English language poems. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame. The sea is calm tonight. You do not do, you do not do. Much have I traveled in the realms of gold. You may write me down in history. And had we but world enough and time.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame. That's not how Ozymandias starts, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
No. Good guess, right. Though.
And we have it's some, probably not even. A good
I met
guess,
a traveler
so
from
saying.
A. Well, I mean, it's on this, it's on a related subject. I mean,
yeah.
ancient giants, but it's a different ancient giant.
All right, let's see, and we have some answers coming in here. Chris says, "For Kira, this is for you. Is the arm wrestling Citizen Kane over the top?"
Featuring the Kenny Loggins classic "Meet Me Halfway." Yes, I'm sorry. who wrote in with that?
That would be Chris.
Chris.
Kateas wrote in, and he also said one we got, I think he said the horror movie was Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
And also, yeah, he wrote that in. And then said that
Well, excuse me, not the horror movie. There's still a horror movie out. Night of the Living Dead is the Citizen Kane of zombie films.
Oh, that's
a subtle but an important distinction.
I think that's a good distinction to make. And let's see, we got
Danny. As is frequently the case, Josh is correct about all of that.
Okay, I'm just checking. But
nice job, Chris, for Over the Top. That is true.
What is Over the Top? I never heard of that.
It is a movie featuring Sylvester Stallone as a big rig truck driver who has to win an arm wrestling competition in Las Vegas. And I think like the evil Jay Batty character's name is Smasher. And he has to win it because it's something about his son. He's got like a son, like there's a divorce and a son, and he has to like earn money for, I don't know if it's to pay off his truck or something. I mean, I've seen the movie once.
Another answer, Eddie Hosey writes in that the Citizen Kane of film noir might be Double Indemnity.
That is not the right movie or not the. Lori, I have a tag team for you. Is there any more email? Any more callers?
Yes, there is. There's one for Jen. Any more callers on email? And a reminder that the email this week, and it seems to be working well, is mindsovermatter, one word, at kalw.org. Let's see here. David writes it and says that one of the poems, Josh, is Dover Beach by Matthew Arnold.
That is The Sea is Calm Tonight.
And that was also a line from a Seinfeld, wasn't it? The sea is calm tonight.
Oh, there's a lot of
probably where I know it from. That's why it rang a bell. Seinfeld.
I think there's a whole lot of Matthew Arnold subtexting in Seinfeld episodes, isn't there?
Yes, there probably is.
Yeah, good. Well done.
All right.
Well, I have a studio audience get, but the studio audience forgot to add a poet. So Lori, you're going to have to help because I'm no service here, but Had We But World Enough and Time is, per my studio audience, To His Coy Mistress.
Andrew Marvel would be that.
Well done, oh, both of you. All
nice
three of
work.
You. Nice right. job. That's a thanks,
collaborative
thanks
for the
effort.
Tag team assist.
Beautiful. Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. And right. then I'm looking for one more here online here. And it seems to disappear. So I'll find it in a minute. Anyway, so great job on questions, and thank you all emailing in. That seems to be working well. I see something here from Fred that I'll get to those in a minute. So I'll ask my first question. It's a list question, but you'll provide the list here. I was looking at Rolling Stone, does these great lists of the best guitarists and the best albums. They have a list of the 500 greatest rock and roll songs, or songs more or less in that genre of all time. And five of them have the name of a state in them, and four of them have the name of a city in them. So I want to know what great rock and roll songs have the name of a state. There's five of them. And which four have the name of a city? And they're all 1988 or before. So that's a genre word.
Thank you for before. I was starting to get worried.
Oh, I was too. Anyway, so give you a couple each.
Go ahead.
I was definitely like, Sweet Home Alabama is not from after 1988. So, yeah. So Sweet Home Alabama is my first guess for a rock song. Great
that
rock
is
song.
Right. What a state. Great answer.
And who's the group? Just to give them credit?
That's Skynyrd or Leonard Skynyrd. I must give their first and last name.
You must. That's the whole
thing. Sorry, it was five states, four cities, right?
Yeah, five. Yeah, so now we're back to four and four.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama is great. Yeah. What about... I'm sorry. I'm having old guy disease. I know exactly the song about the steamboat that was done by Creedence Clearwater and then Tina Turner. The name of the steamboat is a city, and I can't think of it. Isn't it? Am I making that up? What is that song, Kira?
Big River Keep on Turning.
Yeah. No, what's the name of that song?
Proud Mary.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with. All right, I take it back. How about the City of New Orleans by Steve Goodman and recorded by Arlo Guthrie?
Both true and not on the list though.
Not saying they shouldn't. Yeah. That's a Shonda.
Yeah.
All right. How about Kansas City by various folks, including the Beatles?
You know, that's the one I thought should be on there, and it isn't. There's lots of folks. I forget who recorded it or wrote it, but it's not on the list.
Yeah. So
I can give you a sort of bell for a ding, but it isn't on there.
What about Wichita Lineman?
Yeah, surprisingly, by Glenn Campbell in 1968. So,
and covered by REM, which is the only reason I ever remember it.
How about California Girls by the Beach Boys?
No.
Oh,
I don't disagree with the call. I'm just disappointed not to get the bell.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
And
I'll
it says this is 1988 or before, so that's it can't be California Girls by Katy Perry either.
It cannot. It didn't make the list. Anyway, so we're looking for three more cities and we're looking for four more states. Anybody have any? We'll see what we got here. Let me see. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to go through questions here and see what is turning up on the email here, see if I can manage these a little bit. Somebody said, I wasn't on last week, but somebody said there was a question last week that we never answered. What is 33 and a third divided by one third?
Isn't that, it's 100.
It's one. It's 100.
It's 100. Yeah. So that's it.
We didn't answer it because it was never asked. So I think that's, that was part of the issue there.
Ellen writes in with To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvel. Thank you, Ellen, for that one. Another one on poems here. Let's see. This is from Howard. Excuse me. had we but world enough in time. Oh, we have that. Andrew Marvel, To His Coy Mistress. I'll try to get a bell. And the sea is calm tonight. We got that. Matthew Arnold for Dover Beach. Danny and Sandra give us, let's see what they have now here. Oh, they're guessing the for Kira is the film noir, The Big Sleep in 1946.
No, and I'm going to go ahead and give the clue on that one, which is that the author of the source material was quoted as saying, it is a good picture and the only good picture ever made of story of mine. And the story was a short story.
Oh,
that's particularly helpful.
Is it? No, I take it back.
Got it.
Well, I that makes me think, is it To Have and Have Not? But I don't know if that's noir. I haven't seen it in a while. It's not really noir.
And the author of To Have and Have Not is
Isn't it come on, I don't know. Hemingway, somebody? No,
Hemingway
it's Hemingway is the author.
Hemingway is the author of my quote. It is a good picture and the only good picture ever made of story of mine.
Hmm.
If that helps anybody, written by Hemingway. Or at least original source material. 1946, Citizen Kane of Noir.
Lori, how can Have and Have Not, right?
How can we not get this?
My story in 46, that's film noir. That's
I mean, there's The Killers with Burt Lancaster, which I've never seen, but that's later, surely.
No, it's 1946.
Oh, really? Is it The Killers?
Guess it.
The Killers,
yes. with Burt Lancaster.
Okay.
In his film debut.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that. All right.
That's wild. Another one for you, Kira, is the graphic novel question, Watchmen? Brian writes in with that.
That is a good guess, although I feel like the Watchmen movies were later. Or maybe not. I don't know. But no, it's not. And my clue there is that the source material was created by Frank Miller and Lynn Varley.
So is it
Watchmen,
is
I believe, was, I think that was Alan Moore.
Is there
terrible at comic books. Is there?
I don't know.
Is there a V for Vendetta movie or?
There is, but that's not it.
Yeah.
And it's not Dark City or Sin City, right?
Correct.
I think I guess
it's neither of those. It's
Frank Miller. This is ringing a bell.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about, we already got it. Donald wrote in with The Postman Always Rings Twice, but we now know it's The Killers, correct?
It is The Killers.
Okay.
That is correct.
And then Eric writes in that is one of the songs, Hotel California. That's from my question. And that absolutely is one of the songs there. Very good on that. Let's see. We'll get a couple more in here. Danny writes again here for songs. Hotel California, yes. He writes in Kansas City, which unfortunately is no. And then surprisingly picks the Battle of New Orleans, which isn't on the list and probably shouldn't be. And then one more state rock song from Peter. California Dreaming is one of them by the Mamas and Papas in 1965. And thank you to Peter and Linnea in Bernal Heights. And Fred, you wrote a question in, but it disappeared. If you could resend it, that would be great. We'll get to it. And it's Kira's turn. Kira, what's up next? Great.
All right. Well, I have a leading question and then a very short list. First, what 2023 film features the acting talents of Academy Award winners Brie Larson, Helen Mirren, Rita Moreno, and Charlize Theron? So 2023 film that's got those four Academy Award winners in it, among many other actors, Academy Award winners Brie Larson, Helen Mirren, Rita Moreno, and Charlize Theron.
Wow.
And if you don't know that offhand, I will go to my list, which is this. There are 10 films in the Fast and the Furious franchise. So if you discount the words The Fast and Furious, if you discount those words, what words are left in those 10 titles? Oh, and you also discount any numbers. So discount the words The Fast and the Furious, and then discount any numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. What words are left in the titles of the 10 Fast and Furious movies?
So these are like in the subtitles, Fast and Furious.
It's not the subtitles. It's their official titles.
Their official titles.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, this is all you.
Well,
I've never seen or heard of a Fast and Furious movie.
I wish you didn't say that, because I was going to say, Josh, take over.
Too late. You should have spoken sooner.
Yeah. Man, well, I have a feeling we'll get an outpouring from our listeners who are all big Fast and Furious fans here.
They tend to use pretty much just the words The Fast and Furious in their titles and numbers, but again, there are a few there are a few extra words added in here and there in this list of 10 movies.
Well, I think we're going to invite our audience to email in. I will get an outpouring of those. And we have a question from Howard. Is he wants to know, there are two famously innovative movies that were made in Ukraine. What were they? Wow. And I can't ask Howard for more details.
What I want to know is, you know, by a Ukrainian director with a Ukrainian cast, or, you know, somebody did some, you know, some American filmmaker did some scouting locations and wound up in Kyiv.
So Howard, send us some clues in, because we don't have anything immediately.
But let's think about it before we give up.
Okay.
Two innovative movies. I mean, there haven't been that many innovative movies, right?
It's hard to say.
Many that are made in Ukraine.
I haven't seen many of them. Yeah. And
in Ukraine.
Yeah. So, like, could have...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Battleship Potemkin.
Yeah.
Battleship Potemkin. Is that what you were just saying?
Yeah, I was
talking
saying,
over you. I apologize.
No,
yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, it's set in Odessa, but is it filmed in Odessa? I don't know.
I don't know.
But let's make that with, a
yeah. So a Howard, let us know about that.
If we're just guessing movies that are set in Russia or might be filmed in Ukraine, would Dr. Zhivago also?
I don't think of it as innovative. It might be, whereas Potemkin really was. Points of view shot, so I don't know.
We're getting a thumbs up from Joanne about Battleship Potemkin.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, yes.
And then Sacramento Slim calls in. India and China are the most, with this questionnaire, India and China are the most populous countries on Earth. What are the next three largest by population? Sacramento Slim, thank you for that.
Say it again. India and China
are the two most popular, right. The most populous countries on Earth. What are the three next largest by population?
Russia and the United States and Brazil.
Isn't Indonesia?
I was going to say Indonesia. Yeah,
Indonesia is more than the U.S.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. And I feel like Nigeria is in there too, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so Joanne, if you're getting the answers from Sacramento Slim, we have Russia, USA, Indonesia, and Nigeria.
We're getting a thumbs up on Indonesia, so right. That's good.
That's very good.
USA.
USA.
Yes.
Go USA.
Well, it's got to be Russia. Come on. I mean, that's just a lot of people, right?
It is.
No to Russia.
And that's a no to Brazil as well?
I'm not... Joanne will help us on that one here.
Okay, no to Brazil. All right, so it's nothing in South America. I mean, it could still be something in South Asia. It seems unlikely to be anywhere in Europe. And we got a no on Nigeria. Oh, Southeast Asia, yes. Okay, because Nigeria is the most populous in Africa. So if it's not Nigeria, it's nowhere in Africa.
So somewhere in Asia.
Southeast Asia, no less.
Is it Bangladesh? That's that's the insanely
densely
populated, but I don't know whether it's big enough to get the raw numbers up there.
Have USA and Indonesia. We're missing the fifth one. Is that right?
Joanne says no to Bangladesh, but close.
So Pakistan.
Yes. So after China and India, we've got, what did we say, USA?
Yes, the USA, Indonesia
and Bangladesh and Pakistan.
We completed a question.
We did.
Yes.
All right. I'll read a couple of questions, then we'll repeat what's out there still. Maria writes in for Josh. One of the poems is Still I Rise by Maya Angelou.
That's correct. You may write me down in history. Still I Rise. Good.
We'll give a bell for that one. And then Sandra of the Albanian Two-Headed Monster, Dandrea and Sandra, guesses Daddy by Sylvia Plath is You Do Not. Is that correct?
That is correct. Daddy, you do not do. God, what a horrifyingly dark and brilliant poem that is.
It is. Good. Very good. Elaine writes in with what we had, Hotel California by the Eagles is definitely one of the state songs. We're looking for a few others. And then is the ultimate Citizen Kane of horror movies for Kara The Exorcist?
That's an excellent guess. It is. It's not the answer I have, but it's really a good guess. Good.
And she repeats that The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe is Once Upon a Midnight Dreary. So, Mithras, thank you for that. And let's see, we're past the halfway point. So let's see what's out there. Kara, what do you have?
All right. So looking for Citizen Kane's of. The ones we have left are 1994 Citizen Kane of composer biopics. And my clue for you is that in the movie, the title character was Johanna Rice. 1975, the Citizen Kane of Kung Fu Pimping movies. And my clue there is that a 2019 movie about the star of this movie received 2 Golden Globe nominations. 1998, the Citizen Kane of fake music biopics. My clue for that is that it is clearly a Romana Clay regarding David Bowie. Ooh. 2006, Citizen Kane of graphic novels. I gave you my clue that the source material was created by Frank Miller and Lynn Varley. 1973, Citizen Kane of horror movies. The clue there is that it was infamously remade in 2006. And finally, the 2000 Citizen Kane of cheerleader movies, lauded for being a rare teen film to address issues of systemic equality, cultural appropriation, and intersectional feminism.
Kirsten Dunst is in that cheerleader movie, right?
Yes.
Something in the title is about the cheering, like,
Bring It On?
Called the Citizen Kane of cheerleader movies by no less than Roger Ebert, who recanted his initial poor review of the movie and gave it a much better one.
So nice. I want to come back to the 94 composer bio, Citizen Kane of biopic composer. Well, I have a guess about that. And what's interesting is that in the movie I'm thinking of, the title character is played by Johanna Ter Stega, and when you said Johanna, I got all excited, and then you came up with a different last name. So
it's the title character was Johanna Rice.
Yes.
Right.
So my
Johanna
guess,
plays Johanna in this movie. Different last names.
I'm so confused.
All right. Then I guess I'm wrong. The movie I had in mind. Oh, the title character is called Johanna Rice, and she's played by Johanna Ter Stegen.
There we go.
And the movie is Immortal Beloved with Gary Oldman as Beethoven.
Oh, nice.
Yes, all of that.
All right.
Okay.
Let me interrupt. I remind people the email is mindsovermatter@klw.org, and we're getting plenty of things on email. Josh, what do you have out there?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. What 2023 film features the acting talents of Academy Award winners Brie Larson, Helen Mirren, Rita Moreno, and Charlize Theron? And also, there are 10 films in the Fast and Furious franchise what words are used in the titles beyond the words The, Fast, and Furious, and any numbers. Okay, Josh, your turn.
Yeah, so I'm still looking for these poems as given by their first lines, not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, and much have I traveled in the realms of gold. These are well-known English language poems for which I want the title and the poet.
And I have out there, Rolling Stone picked the 500 greatest rock songs ever, and five of them were states. We have California Dreaming, Hotel California, and Sweet Home Alabama. I'm looking for two more. My hint there is they're both the same state. And then we got the city. We got, there are four of them. We have Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell. We're looking for three more there. All well-known and wonderful songs. And
so, is the state Georgia, as in On My Mind and Midnight Train 2?
Yes.
And wow. That's impressive.
And Georgia On My Mind, the Ray Charles version.
That's great.
That's the closest I can get to a bell. I'm not sure we do that.
I can't imagine this is on there, but the song called The Sound of Philadelphia, that's a T-S-O-P, The Sound of Philadelphia. I don't suppose that's on the list, is it?
It's not, and neither is the Streets of Philadelphia, the Bruce Springsteen song, the soundtrack to Philadelphia, also not on there, but one of them is a Bruce Springsteen song, so that's a little bit of a hint.
Oh, Atlantic City.
That is it. Very good.
Okay.
All right, so we're looking for two more cities, and Josh, you are
Before we go on, can we just quickly, Kira, your list of Citizens Kane, you were giving the extra hints, and I was so distracted thinking about Beethoven, I missed the one about the fake music biopic, which I really want to get that one, and I didn't hear the hint
That it is clearly a Ramona Clay regarding David Bowie.
David Bowie?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, all right. So let's see, time is short. Let's take an easier one.
Okay.
Of all the TV shows that have won best Emmys, that is for comedy, drama, variety, which ones come first and last alphabetically? First and last alphabetically, the TV shows that have won a best Emmy for whatever genre they are in. I went looking for this, I asked myself the question and looked up the answer, and was gratified to find that they are both extremely familiar and well-known shows.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And can we eliminate the word the or a?
You can. I would have counted it that way, but it doesn't turn out to be relevant. Neither of these shows begins with the or. Oh, I see what you mean. I don't know if there's an A something, but I would have gone to the second word.
Okay.
Anyway.
So if it was the Andy Griffith Show, Andy would count. But that's not.
That's correct. That's correct.
Would it be before? I don't think the Andy.
Yeah, it was before Andy Griffith. It did. As I went through the list, it was like the place. Like so far, it's Andy Griffith's show. But then this one.
Is it Abbott Elementary?
Ooh. That was what I was looking for, but it has not won.
Okay.
Good guess.
Abbott Elementary would be before this show in alphabetical order.
Abbott Elementary show would be before any show you can think of. Also, we're only doing alphabeticals. 24 has won for best whatever it is, but I'm not counting that.
And it would be before, so it wouldn't be Arrested Development. That would be after Andy Griffith. No. Whew. Yeah, are we in the right world to be in the A's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then,
because as I say, it's go ahead.
Oh, sorry. For the other end, what about The Wire? I assume that won.
It probably did, but it's not The Wire.
Okay.
Would it be after The Wire in the list?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
So something with a Y, presumably, because what Z shows are there?
Well, So it could be The Wire, but, W-O, W-U. All right. Repeat the question, John.
So question. Of all the TV shows that have won Primetime Emmys for being the best show in their particular category, which is comedy, drama, or variety, which ones come first and last alphabetically?
I'm going to get to some questions on email here. Danny writes in that one of the Ukrainian movies might be Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. And if Joanne could let us know if that one is right, that would be very cool. And I think Danny and Sandra wrote in with the same thing. Eric writes in that he says The Steps of Odessa might be one of the Ukrainian movies. We'll look for verification of that. Victor writes in with Potemkin, which I think is one of the right answers. And Fast and Furious, Kira, Mr. Ted writes in that it's Tokyo Drift.
That is two of the words. So
there we go for that one.
Tokyo Drift. The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift was the third movie, and that is fully half my list are the words Tokyo and Drift. That's how few extra words are used.
That's excellent.
In these movies.
Yeah, and Eric writes in that Dr. Zhivago was filmed mostly in Canada, so that's not a Ukrainian movie, and yeah, it's not innovative. So that's, we're very good as far as that goes.
But we have a second Ukrainian movie in the chat.
We do. Is it correct?
Joanne confirms the guess of Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors.
All right. Let me see here. We got a quarter or two. So I'll ask a question that I think will go pretty quickly. And it relates to my introduction, which was about me not winning or even being nominated to be Sexiest Man Alive. But it was announced this week that John Krasinski is the Sexiest Man Alive. So this is a question about the history of that award. Four humans, all males, have won that award twice. Who are they? And then as a bonus, only four people have won it who are not actors. Three of them are singers, and one of them's an athlete. So I'm looking for the four men who have won it twice, and I'm looking for the four men who are not all actors except for one athlete and three singers.
Am I hallucinating? I thought John F. Kennedy Jr. won it at some point.
You're close. RFK. Oh, so I didn't. Yeah, there was one more category that I left. Handsome personality. JFK didn't win it, but RFK Jr. won it.
Oh,
so
come on.
Yeah, no, not the current one. You know, his, it's, it,
What?
I know, it must be JFK Jr.
Yeah, it was JFK Jr.
I apologize for that. Yeah. Okay. So that's a bonus one. I didn't have that on my list. Thank you. Anyway, so we're looking for the four who've won it twice, and now I'm looking for one athlete and three singers.
Right, so people who've won it twice, I feel like Brad Pitt won it twice.
He did.
I think George Clooney may have won it twice.
You are just nailing him today. So.
All right, and then did Denzel win it twice?
He did not. He just won it once.
Okay.
He's been handsome every year, though.
Hmm.
But one of the ones who won it twice won it once by being in a couple. One year they picked the most beautiful couple, and this person was half of that couple, and then he won it by himself in a later year. They only went with a couple once.
Wow.
Huh. So two more actors, one athlete, and three.
Oh, just one athlete.
Just one athlete.
And this is the Sexiest Man, not like their list of like additional like sexy men leading up to the Sexy Man, right?
Correct. This is the cover story, Sexy Man headline.
Was the athlete Alex Rodriguez?
I mean, it was not Alex Rodriguez, and not a baseball player.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're looking for two more who have won it twice. And we're looking for one athlete and three singers. And I'm looking at the time share. Let me get to a couple more questions that are online here. Let's see. Howard Hint on the second famously innovative Ukraine movie says that I should know this. I saw it in his film class at DVC in 1921. Oh, my God. This is putting a lot of pressure on me. Okay, I wasn't at DVC in 1971. I was at San Francisco State then, so I don't know. That might be a different Laurie Fisher, but that now I've been intrigued completely by that. The graphic novel question, Ernest Wright in, is it Spirit?
Nope.
Okay.
Or I think Spirited Away, but no. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something called Spirit, but in any case, no.
Okay. Mike writes in from Berkeley and says that the Citizen Kane of horror films might be Psycho.
It is not.
All right.
Not Psycho. Although that was also infamously remade, and that's fair. The basically the frame by frame remake starring Vince Vaughn. No.
All right. And then Carlton writes in and says one of the songs about a city could be Galveston, but it's not. So we're still looking for two more cities and one more state.
I was gonna ask about that. What about El Paso? Or is that just more of an old country song than rock?
It's the borderlines, like is Wichita Lineman a rock song? I don't know if it's on the list, but El Paso, which is a better song to me, is not on the list. So
I don't know that song. Whose song is that?
I think it's a Marty Robbins song.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
There's no way you haven't heard it. You just don't know that it's called El Paso.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it in the final episode of Breaking Bad? I think it was the soundtrack. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, let's see what we have. We have 10 minutes left, so one of you two should have a short question or two. What do you got?
Kira? I got longer ones because I figured we were trying to fill up time.
Mostly the time's gone well.
Mostly same. Okay, here's one. What portmanteau term, coinage of which has been credited to Tucsonians Roy P. Drachman and Tony Blanton? It depends on who you ask as to who actually coined the word, is used in Tucson, Arizona to refer to certain diagonally running roadways. Examples of roads that carry this designation are Fairland, East Manor, and Cherry Bell. So again, looking for a portmanteau word referring to certain diagonally running roadways. And examples of this type of roadway include Fairland, East Manor, and Cherry Bell.
In what city? Tucson.
This is in Tucson. Yeah. This is unique to Tucson, Arizona.
Wow.
So in any Tucsonian callers want to write in?
I don't know. I have a short question for Josh, and then we have a bunch of emails piling up here. And Kira, you may know this too. Let me see if I can find it here. In 1941, Frank Sinatra went to Carnegie Hall, and in Carnegie Hall, he heard a concert, and he said the concert that he heard changed his entire way of thinking about singing, mostly about phrasing, and how he could interpret songs and how he could extend songs. Who did Sinatra hear in Carnegie Hall in 1940 that changed his life?
Ella Fitzgerald?
No.
Okay.
Benny Goodman?
No. But it was a classical artist.
Right, but I'm thinking outside the box, very self-congratulatory way. I'm thinking it's not a singer. Am I right?
It's not a singer. And it's a classical musician.
Yeah.
That surprised me.
In 41, in Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, nothing's coming to mind.
Okay. It's somebody, we all know we all know this person. You know him very well.
Yeah.
Just that Sinatra was kind of a straight big band singer. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, I can hold notes differently. I can phrase them differently. I can cut them off differently. And supposedly that was the moment he could break out on his own. Who knows? But
is it Vladimir Horowitz?
It is not.
All right.
Somebody that well known here. Let me get back to the emails and see what I find here. I think this was guessed before. Kara Mitras guessing the graphic novel movie was Sin City.
It is not.
Okay. And Mr. Ted thinks that one of the city songs would be New York, New York from my list. But that's not a rock song at all. And that is not on the list. And New York is not on the list. Great guess here. Peter guesses that. Oh, he guesses Four Dead in Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, which is not on the list, but a really pretty good. Is that the name of the song?
I think the name of the song is just Ohio.
That's right. The first line of, let's see. Bruce says that one of the first lines is, I'm first looking into Chapman's Homer.
By Keats. Very nice. I traveled in the realms of gold. That's good.
Boy, that is good language there. Fast and Furious, Brian says, to also Tokyo Drift, but he also adds 300. Does that count?
Not for the answer to a Fast and Furious movie. However, it is the Susan Cain of cinematic graphic novels.
Of course it is.
Richard Roper.
Wow. Steve Jasper writes in that the Jukebox musical, along with Sandra and Danny and Albany, is A Hard Day's Night. We got that one, but he says correct. The fake music biopic is Velvet Goldmine.
Velvet Goldmine. Jonathan Rhys Davies.
Early Todd Haynes movie.
It is.
Chris has a great guess for you, Josh, on your alphabetized Emmy winners. He's going with X-Files.
Ooh, you know what? It's a good guess, but it's not even late enough. Got to go later than X-Files.
And Ellen is guessing earlier in the list should be All in the Family.
That is correct. Oh, well done,
smart,
Ellen.
Smart.
I wish I had a bell.
Edging out Ally McBeal by one letter.
Right. Howard guesses the X-Files. We already know that, isn't right? Fast and Furious. I don't know if this counts, Kara. Brian is guessing Too Fast and Too Furious.
Well, they are both the number two, so no, because we've discounted numbers.
Well, then, no, the two fast would be T-O-O. Does that
no,
count?
In the All title, right. It is the number two.
Thank you. Eddie's guessing for you, Josh. Mm. You bet your life. That didn't
Ooh, happen. Good guess, but not quite, but close. Right. I will say, since time is running low, this show won the Emmy in 1952 and again in 1953.
Oh, man. And that's the one at the end of the alphabet.
That's the one at the end of the alphabet.
Do you want to tell us which letter it starts with?
It's before my time, but I will tell you that I discovered it when there was a, when I was a teenager, there was they released a cinematic compilation from this TV series.
Does it start with you, the word you?
Almost.
So your show of shows?
Your show of shows is correct. Nice.
That's very good.
Well done.
Mike guesses that one of the rock songs is If You're Going to San Francisco. A great guess, but that is not one of them. Tristan guesses, let's see, Hobbs and Shaw. I'm not sure.
No, that was a spinoff. That was, a spinoff movie. It's not part of the canonical 10.
It's not canon.
Fast and no, it is canon, but it is.
Sorry,
I may have misword. I may have said franchise, which I suppose it is. But I am talking the 10 main Fast and Furious movies.
Sandra comes back from Albany. The Fate of the Furious, is that correct?
Fate. The third, and I'll go ahead and now I'll keep it open. There's still one particle. There's a particle that's left, but yes. So in the movies,
a particle like atom or an ion, something like that.
It's a particle. That's the word I'm going with. But yeah, Sandra's correct. Fate
and
is
then
the third.
Mr. Ted has guessed that the sexiest man athlete is David Beckham, and that is absolutely correct.
Of course, it is,
and should be, as far as I'm concerned. Not that I get a vote in that either. So very good on that.
Okay. Blake Shelton, right? Wasn't he a sexiest man singer?
Yes. You, man. Blake Shelton is a sexy man singer. And one of the hints is somebody that's on The Voice with him is one of the other sexy man singers.
Levine.
Yeah, Adam Levine. Yeah. Very good. And David Beckham. So he got lots of things.
Wait, Adam Levine is sexy now?
He's been considered sexy.
I didn't know.
You enjoy Adam's Levine.
You missed the memo.
I guess I did.
Yeah. Let's see, everybody, if you guys get a chance to check the chat, see if anything's turning up there.
Nothing except Joanne would like us to wrap up.
Okay. Well, then I think we will. Very good. Thank you, audience, by the way, for emailing and having all those here. Eric, Kara, you have a bunch. I think you do.
I don't have a bunch. The Citizen 1975 Citizen Kane of Kung Fu Pimping movies. My clue to you is that there was a 2019 movie about the star of this movie that received two Golden Globe nominations. That was Dolomite Is My Name, I believe was the name of that. So it's Dolomite. That was the answer. And 1973 Citizen Kane of horror movies that was infamously remade in 2006. If I had said the bees, would you have known what this is? No. It's The Wicker Man.
I
know of it.
The Bees. Yeah. Thank you to Jeremy Horowitz for this question. What 2023 film features the acting talents of Academy Award winners Brie Larson, Helen Mirren, Rita Moreno, and Charlize Theron? That's Fast 10, the 10th of the Fast and Furious movies.
Really?
Yes, and the 10 films of the Fast and Furious main franchise, the words used in the titles beyond the words Fast, The Fast, and The Furious, and any numbers. We had Tokyo Drift and Fate. The one we were missing is the letter F from F9.
Of course.
The portmanteau term used in Tucson, Arizona, that's a Stravenue.
Didn't know it.
Stravenue. I like
Stravenue. They connect the streets and the avenues.
Nice. All right, what do you have? If you want to read the poem that starts not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, your best bet is to sail into New York Harbor. Ooh. And you will find it where?
On the Statue of Liberty by
Emma
Lazarus, right?
The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. Well done. That's all I got.
And I have The sexiest man alive who won twice was Richard Gere, winning once with Cindy Crawford being his wife, and Johnny Depp, who I don't consider sexy, and the singer that won was
You are incorrect.
I am wrong about that. I mean, not anymore. But I stand corrected. Watch the early stuff, man.
Okay, and then John Legend is the singer that we are missing, who is the sexiest man alive. The two cities that we don't have are Angel from Montgomery by John Prine and Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A. Those are the two cities. And I think that's it for today. So thank you.
Sinatra Inspiration.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sinatra saw a concert with Yasha Heifetz playing and was just blown away and thought, I'm going to change the way I sing. So thank you for that reminder. And thank you, Josh Kosman and Kara Pace, for being on the panel tonight. Thank you, Joanne, for handling all the chatting and emails. I think it went pretty smoothly, at least from my end. We'll see you next week.